Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from GAP HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. So what I'm going to talk about this time is about staff appraisals. Now, you either love them or you hate them. They can be time-consuming and labour-intensive, especially if you manage a large team of people. So why should you have them at all? Now, according to ACAS, appraisals can improve performance, identify strengths and weaknesses, determine suitability for development or promotion, and reveal problems which can be restricting productivity. Now, I agree with wholeheartedly, ACAS has hit the nail on the head, all those things apply. The main reason why my clients don't do appraisals is because they're worried about being asked for more money by their staff. Now, that's a really easy one to deal with because you would just say in advance of your appraisal that you won't be discussing pay at these performance reviews. It will be performance and not pay increases. But even if somebody does come to you and ask for more money, simply ask them for the reasons why they feel they should be getting more money. Go away and think about it. Work out whether that's you would be able to pay them more money, whether the business can afford to, whether it seems like a justified increase. Have they been doing much more than they should have been doing? And do they need to have some sort of recognition of that? Now, the other reason for doing appraisals is to have effectively a formal way for the employee to sit down and talk with the employer. Now, many people, many managers nowadays, along the American model, say that they have an open door policy and anybody can come and talk to them at any time, which is great in theory, but actually doesn't work like that most of the time because the manager is busy or the team leader is busy, so the people don't feel that the issue or the thing they want to talk about is important enough to disturb them from whatever they are doing, from whatever the line manager is doing. However, if they have a formal meeting to talk about things that are going on, that is when they will bring up all these little niggling things which actually are important, and you can deal with them and everybody is then much happier to move on. You do need to do this regularly. I would always recommend you do a big appraisal every year, so annually, but that you do either every 3 months and 6 months a short review of how the things are going, particularly if you said that there are problems in performance. Have a look at those, see if there's been any improvement, if people have achieved their targets ahead of time, then to actually set them new targets, and just to check how everybody's going. So half an hour every 3 months isn't a lot of time. That's all we're talking about. If you're doing the annual appraisal, you would fill out, you would have your form in advance with the questions, and we will help you with creating questions that are relevant to your business so you get the most out of it, not just did you have a good year and are you happy and is there anything else you would like to tell us. What you want is to get them involved in your business so that they can contribute. So you've got the form, the manager fills out the form, the employee fills out their own form, and then you sit down in the meeting and you talk through, and hopefully both have got the same information on their form, what their greatest achievement was that year. Hopefully they've both got a similar level of achievement. If they've got totally different levels of achievement, that's when you need to start talking about what is required in the job and what the employer wants the employee to be doing. So it gives you a good indication if there's a mismatch in expectations without having to make it into a disciplinary. And that's what you shouldn't do in an appraisal, is to sit down and talk through what things have been going on, the positive side of things, any problems that have been going, but you don't turn it into an appraisal, into a disciplinary, and start giving them warnings, because that's that's just unfair. You've got to, if you do feel that what they're saying means that you need to do a disciplinary, then you need to do that separately, and that's a separate podcast, and we can go through that. Appraisals are to talk about how things are going on, and to, in a fairly informal way, highlight any problems and what needs to be done going onwards, and if those things are not done and the problems remain, then we can talk about performance disciplinaries. So that's appraisals in a nutshell. So the three steps are, well, three steps, there's several steps to be honest, is do them annually, do follow-up meetings every 3 months just for half an hour to check how things are going and that the people are still working towards their targets that you set them at the annual appraisal. You need to have a form that reflects the things that are important to your business, not a generic one that you've managed to cobble together from corporate life. And you need to be sitting down, completing that in advance, and sitting down and talking about things. Now, many of my clients, I go in for their annual appraisal because I help to facilitate that everybody gets to say something and people feel sure that they're going to be treated the right way. And I will highlight and pick up on things that I feel we need to talk about more, particularly when the manager tells me in advance, "Ooh, this was a problem. Could you go into that in more detail?" So I go in as the big bad guy and the bad cop, if you like, and do a bit of the interrogation if there needs to be interrogation. And I encourage the manager to give the positive feedback because a lot of managers feel that they do say thank you and they do give praise. However, it doesn't always come across to the employee like that. So on the one side, I'm the bad cop having to pick up on problems. And on the other side, I'm the good cop encouraging the manager to say actually out loud, thank you for your contribution. What you did there was really good, so that the employee hears it. It's not done sort of at their side at the coffee machine. It's done formally and it is then documented in the notes of the meeting so that they know that they are appreciated. Any questions about appraisals, annual appraisals, interim appraisals, or even disciplinaries, then just give Gap HR a ring. Thank you.
To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk.